This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the secrets of tasbih, sujood, prostration, tawakkul, and ubudiyyah. So, dear listeners, it seems like we have a lot to cover in today's program, but by the will of Allah, it will be fruitful for all of us. Now, when talking about the secrets of sujood, of prostration, we find that prostration and sujood on the soil of Karbala can be a very lofty, spiritually elevating thing. Now, how can this be so? Well, sometimes there are some very common and normal material things which call to mind lofty spiritual values, moral concepts, and they remind a person about these things. And so we find, of course, that the soil of Karbala is such a soil where the blood of the greatest martyr, the master of martyrs, Imam Hussein bin Ali alayhi salam, was spilled. And not only was it spilled, it was unjustly spilled. It was pure blood that was spilled via oppression and tyranny. And so it is recommended for one to prostrate on the soil of the grave of the martyr of martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein. Now, of course, one of the main reasons for prostration on the soil of Karbala, which helps us in our ubudiyyah, because it makes us connect to these spiritual moral values and concepts, is because prostration on the pure soil, the turba of Imam al-Hussein, calls to mind and reminds us the epic and spiritual value of the event of Karbala. And of course, we know that the event of Karbala, apart from being an epic and a great tragedy, is a great spiritual lesson in so many ways that for the past 1,000 or so years, people have been talking about the spiritual concepts in Karbala, and yet it has never diminished.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Ta'ibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, let the cloud of your mercy cast its shadow upon my sins, and send the billow of your clemency flowing over my faults. My God, does the fugitive servant return to anyone other than his master? Or does anyone grant him sanctuary from his master's wrath other than his master himself. My God, if remorse for sins is a repentance, I by your might am one of the remorseful. If praying forgiveness for offenses is an alleviation, I am one of those who pray forgiveness. To you I return that you may be well pleased. My God, through your power over me, turn toward me. Through your clemency toward me, pardon me. And for your knowledge of me, be gentle toward me.
Welcome back to your listeners. We were talking about prostration on the soil of Karbala and how it enhances our ubudiyyah. Now, of course, when we do sajda, when we do prostration on the soil of Karbala, it reminds us of certain spiritual and lofty concepts and moral standards and ethical qualities. This prostration upon the soil of Karbala, it teaches us tawakkul, having complete trust in Allah, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions had complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This tawakkul, this trust in Allah, is something which is necessary in ubudiyyah, just as tasbih. Tasbih meaning praising and glorifying Allah. But back to talking about the prostration on the soil of Karbala, we find that it acquaints the worshipper with the culture of jihad, of struggle, of fighting for the sake of Allah, and the culture of shahadat, martyrdom in the way of Allah. And from the turba of Imam al-Hussein, one can smell the beautiful fragrance of sacrifice and selflessness and learn a lesson daily from the school of martyrs. As Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam says, he would not prostrate on anything except the soil of the grave of Imam Hussein. We find that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam says, prostration, sujood on the soil of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has such radiance that it penetrates the veils that conceal the truth. And so we find that prostrating in itself is one of the secrets of ubudiyyah. And now we see that if we want to enhance our ubudiyyah, if we want to enhance our prostration and our sujood, let it be done via prostration on the soil of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
Many of us are concerned with our spiritual growth by the grace of Allah, which is a good thing. We pray, we fast, we do our wajibat. Over and above that, when we question the purpose of life, we seek higher realms of spirituality. We want to perfect ourselves. And when we do that, we see certain obstacles between ourselves and Allah. If we attain this enlightenment, these obstacles don't have to be removed. These veils do not have to be removed. They simply vanish. They simply disappear. That sense that he is far is no longer there. That is why when the Prophet Moses, Musa alayhi salam, when he asks Allah, Ya Rabbi, أَأَنْتَ بَعِيدٌ فَأُنَادِيكَ أَمْ قَرِيبٌ فَأُنَاجِيكَ. Are you far, my Lord, so I should call out to you? Or are you near, so I should whisper to you? Should I do dua or should I do munajat? أَدْعُوكَ أَوْ أُنَاجِيكَ. Allah says, Ya Musa, أَنَا جَلِيسٌ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am sitting right beside the person who is remembering me. ودعوني أستجب لكم. What a beautiful Lord. You don't have to wait for the doors of the place of worship to open. You don't have to ring a bell to wake up the Lord. You just mention Him, He is there. Because He was Kalimullah, He used to speak to Allah directly. On one occasion, He said, Ya Rabbi! As soon as He said, Ya Rabbi, Allah said, Yes, Musa, immediately. Now He felt this pleasure that I was responded to so quickly. He said, Ya Rabbi, is this an honor for me only? Or do others have this honor that as soon as they mention it, He said, No, it's not just for you, O Musa. Anyone who detaches himself from everything else but me and calls me, I am right there with them. This is one of the benefits of moving from tabi'ah to fitrah and becoming someone who dedicates himself and attaches himself to Allah. There is a mystic who presents this in a very beautiful manner, how when the ego shatters, you see the world differently, you see everything connected as one. If you pluck a leaf, you feel you are plucking a part of yourself. You see a nur around every creation of Allah, and you see everything ultimately emanates from Allah. And that feeling of Allah is the only reality. He describes this as follows. He says, when we seek spirituality, we are like human beings who see a mountain of sand in front of us that obstructs us between us and our Lord. So every morning we take a little spoon or a shovel and we keep taking out a little bit of the sand to remove that mountain between us and Allah. And we keep doing that day after day after day. Then one day, when that enlightenment comes to us, when that ego shatters, when we come out of that chrysalis, that cocoon, we wake up and realize that in reality there was no mountain at all. We were digging at an illusion. And the most beautiful thing is that the same idea is given to us in the Quran as well. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ. Those who are faithless, their actions are like a mirage in a plane. يَحْسَبُهُ الذَّمْآنُ مَا. The one who is thirsty, he thinks there is water where there is the mirage. There is that illusion. There is the thing that will make him happy. He thinks that is what is there. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. Until he comes to that mirage, he finds that in reality there is nothing there. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ. Instead, he finds Allah is waiting for him there. فَيُوَفِّيهِ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So Allah takes him to account for his deeds, and Allah is swift in reckoning.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, we had talked about in the previous segments about the secrets of tasbih, the secret of worshipping on the turba of Imam Hussein, of prostration on the turba of Imam Hussein. We talked about the great spiritual elevation that an individual receives from doing prostration on the turba, the soil of the grave of Imam al-Hussein. In this last segment, we want to talk about tasbih, the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have different kind of tasbihs which we do. The most famous, of course, is the tasbih, the glorification that was given to Lady Fatima Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet. Now, in that tasbih, we have three different glorifications. We have Allahu Akbar, we have Alhamdulillah, and we have Subhanallah. The word Subhanallah, a glory be to Allah, is one form of tasbih, of glorification of the Almighty Allah. And it is interesting, but we find that the love of Allah is based on tasbih. It is based on the glorification, because Allah is absolute perfection, He is faultless, and He is flawless. And so when an individual realizes that these are just some of the qualities of Allah, meaning perfection, absolute perfection, then you end up falling in love with Allah, and from the depths of your heart comes out this tasbih, this glorification of Allah. For example, you say the word Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And so thus, when you say glorification of Allah, of course, keep in mind that this tasbih is ubudiyyah, it is obedience, servitude to Allah. And you say this tasbih out of love, then truly the pleasure of humanity is also found upon tasbih, on glorification. Anyone who is pleased with Allah does not find fault with Allah's acts, and rather they glorify and sanctify Allah to the utmost. This is tasbih. Obedience, dear friends, is also rooted in tasbih, in glorification. Because human beings become obedient, they become submissive and humble before whomsoever they regard as the perfect deity, the perfect God, who is immune from any shortcoming, abomination, or defect. And so, when we do tasbih, when we do glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in turn, we end up loving Him, and we are ourselves satisfied and pleased. And finally, it leads us to ubudiyyah, it leads us to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilahana. عادلك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك إن الحمد لله.